tobacco is grown in a...
It's in the field too, I guess.
Okay. What kinds of fence would you have around yards and gardens?
Well, it depends on whether you, what you want around the garden. I imagine a hog wire fence would be better for that, or a chicken wire fence, keep chickens out of it.
What kinds of fence might you have around the house?
Around the house, you'd probably have a chain link fence around the house.
The fence that's made of twisted wire with sharp points on it?
Barbed wire. And a lot of people don't even know that, you know. Modern days, huh?
I know that.
I say there's a lot of people, though, that don't know what you call that, like that barbed wire.
Yeah. Well?
Barbed, I guess, is the way it's pronounced, isn't it?
Can you name some fences that are made of wood?
Yeah, you got a rail fence, or you get a picket fence, or plain board fences.
What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
That's called a rail fence.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the...
Posts.
What would you call just one of these?
One of the barbed wire?
One of the things you stick down the hole.
Post.
What would you call a fence or a wall that's made of loose stone or rock that you could remove from a field?
Well, that's just a rock wall.
What term would you use in describing your best dishes?
Well, most people used to call them our Sunday dishes, but our best. Company dishes.
Yeah. What would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Wood. Well, it's both. You can get them both ways. You can get them made out of wood. I know we used to have a wood bucket that we'd always draw the water out of the well in, you see. Mm-hmm. Because it was heavier and it would take it, and the bucket would go back, would go down. Mm-hmm. But if you use a metal bucket, sometimes you have to put a weight on it to make it turn to get full of water.
What do you carry, what would you carry milk in?
This is pail, awesome. Milk pail or jars.
Okay. What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, it's just a pail of, most any kind of a pail that you put it in it to take it down in to them.
What do you fry eggs in?
Skillets.
What's it made out of?
Well, it can be made out of, well, it's metal, just some different types of metal.
What about something that's big and black that you might have in the backyard to use for heating up water to boil clothes in or anything?
Wash pot.
What do you call the container that you might plant a flower in and keep in the house?
In the house, it's a planter, called a planter.
What would you call the container that you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set beside each plate when you're setting the table for dinner?
Well.
What are they?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
If you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak...
sauce or tenderizer on it.
Okay.
Put tenderizer on it to make it tender, yeah.
Okay. What would you put down beside the plate to cut the steak with?
Well, you would probably use a steak knife, which is sharper.
If you had three of them, you would have?
Three. Had three of them, you'd have three.
Three what?
Three knives?
What I want. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes.
Yeah.
I must...
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she...
dries them. Rinse them off and then rise and put them up.
Okay, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
What do you call the rag or cloth that you use in drying dishes?
Drying cloth. Drying towel.